At 6:06, it is overcast, 33 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 48 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. There is a dramatic increase in the number of deaths in Oklahoma from the flu. In the last week, six people have died from the flu. That brings the total since the 1st of October to 14 in Oklahoma. Health experts are hoping to slow the spread of the flu.
There's no silver bullet, but just those good old-fashioned things of washing your hands frequently or hand sanitizers, and then not touching your own face or yourself or other people.
That is Kelly Brewer with IMSA. 71 people were hospitalized last week. Over 600 Oklahomans have been hospitalized so far this flu season. Colcord and Wyandotte schools are closed today because of illness. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Janet Barisi says she plans to ask lawmakers for nearly $40 million in additional funding to finish out the current year. Barisi says that she will submit a formal request next week for $37.7 million in supplemental funding. A Tulsa mental health professional applauds the governor's proposal to add $16 million to her budget to pay for more mental health services in Oklahoma, but he also says more money is needed. Marshall Stewart this morning has our story.
Governor Fallon wants $8 million for existing programs and $8 million to expand new services. Mike Brose is director of the Mental Health Association in Tulsa. He applauds the governor's effort. However,
in the big scheme of things and based on, in comparison, balanced out against the need, it isn't much and it's not enough, but we are pleased to hear of her announcement.
Rose says there's a lot of high-quality services in Oklahoma, but there are not enough of them that allow access without regard to ability to pay. He says if the governor's proposal passes, it's a step in the right direction. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, Tulsa Representative Eric Proctor is a new member of the House Appropriations and Budget Committee. He says one of his top priorities is better mental health facilities for veterans.
A POTS museum would be wonderful. It would be nice downtown. But we need a PTSD treatment center much more than we need a POTS museum.
He will also be pushing for more infrastructure improvements for the state. The head of Oklahoma's overcrowded prison system says he needs $6.3 million before the next fiscal year, or he will be forced to start refusing to receive inmates who are already backed up at jails in counties all across the state. State Department of Corrections Director Justin Jones detailed his agency's need for supplemental appropriations before a Senate budget panel yesterday. A downtown Tulsa bank is robbed. The target this time is the IBC branch at 5th and Main.
White male entered the bank, placed a backpack on the counter, demanded cash, told the teller that it was a robbery. No weapon was seen. Teller complied with suspect's demand. Suspect fled on foot.
This is the second robbery of a Tulsa financial institution in as many days. A suspect was shot by a security guard at the Tulsa Teachers Credit Union on Wednesday. Glenpool police are looking for a man wanted in the sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl. Police there yesterday released a composite sketch of the suspect last seen driving an older white Jeep. In traffic this morning, a couple of notes you need to be aware of. 244 exit at Highway 11 is closed this morning. That is because they're placing new signs, and that will have that exit ramp closed. Best bet to take Memorial this morning. Our weather forecast, clouds should thin out and skies begin to clear. A high today of 48. Tonight, partly clear and cold, down to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 56. Now at 6:10, it's overcast and 33. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.